This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Tris Cardup, how long you been affiliated with this race?
I got married in 81, so about 82.
82?
Yeah.
You're like, I need a reason to get out of the house every now and then?
No, I just love running, and I love Manchester. It's just such a great community. As you mentioned, the transformation of Main Street, it's just a fruition of 365 days of effort by everybody in the town, on the committees, the sponsors. It's just fabulous. It's going to be a great day. And you said the weather about wearing things. I always wore gloves when I was a runner.
You know, really?
Yeah. My hands always got cold, so even in shorts and stuff, I would wear. And that's a great thing about Manchester. You mentioned about the crowds come out dressing a little bit warmer. This race, we have people the whole way around the course cheering people on. We have the bands. As a runner, this is the best race ever to come here.
So my comp is the Falmouth Road Race, right?
Yeah.
I've been running that for several years now. And the comparison I use is that's got a little bit of more of a hoity-toity. This has got like a nice sort of like broad range of people. It's more of like, feels like more of a middle class thing. But the thing about it is, it's a world class race. This is what I was just talking about, with a local feel. Everyone is in Falmouth, feels corporate to me, right? Okay. It doesn't feel local to me. It's in a small community, but it doesn't feel that way. Whereas here, everyone involved in the race has been doing it for years, loves it, and is from here.
Well, we have volunteers that have been here for 20 years, 30 years. It's a community event. Everybody in the community comes out and does something. I mentioned to you earlier about the support we get from the town. There was a little water leak on the course yesterday.
A little
water leak.
You said there was an 8-foot hole on the course.
Yeah, it was. But it was unbelievable how the town came to bat. They fixed it. And this morning I drove past. I didn't even know where it was. I couldn't see it on the road. It's great.
We're talking with Tris Cardup, president of the Manchester Road Race. You know, in terms of the numbers, 12,385. I mean, last year we know that you eclipsed the 12,000 number, but several thousand decided not to come. And I don't necessarily blame them. It was a really rough day. But are you happy with the numbers?
Oh, I'm great. Yeah, as long as it keeps progressing back to pre-pandemic levels.
What's the high? Like, what's the
15,000 we had once. Yeah, and we really can't handle more than that, because the time from the last runner crossing the finish line to start the race to when the elites come across is like 7 minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
So basically, you only have 7 minutes. The back of the pack is like not even a mile in when they finish.
Oh, yeah, exactly right. Yeah, so that window, and before chip timing, we had an elaborate system to get people's accurate time, and that took a lot of setup.
Yeah.
Now we just have the mat, and people run across the mat, and after you get across the mat, we say, don't stop there. Just keep going until you get the water, because we want to have the runners come in, have a clear finish line to cross.
You know, what's today like for you? Like, I mean, you know, like, is it a stressful day? Like, tell me about your approach.
No, actually, today is a great day. It's a the fruition of all the work that everybody's done. So it's a lot of thank yous. Everything at this point, it's coming. There's not much you can do. You know, it's here. A couple of last checks. Be sure that what you hope to come about comes about, and be sure everybody's doing. But everybody's on task. They're doing things that needs to get done. So it's a pretty easy day, actually.
Oh, good.
For me, I don't want to say easy, but it's a day that I don't have a lot of stress. I put a lot of stress on myself at a press conference, a media conference, because I do some talking there, as you know.
At the luncheon, yes.
So to me, that's a stressful thing. But this is fun. You come down to Manchester, and it's a happy – everybody's happy here. Yeah. It's a great day. We all have a lot to be thankful for. And so it's just such a positive spot to be.
Yeah, I think it's very well said. We're talking with Tris Carter, who is the president of the Manchester Road Race. We're here at Workspace on Main Street in Manchester, right across from St. James Church. And that's basically right where the start-finish line is. And, of course, today's broadcast brought to you by our great friends at Highland Park Market. Nobody does it better. I've gone to a couple of the Little Manchester Road Race, which always seems like the weather is just brutal. But it's still amazing how many people, you know, it's full. I mean, they can't accommodate everybody, and it's still everyone brings their kids, and it's a great event. And the one thing that people don't necessarily realize is there's a whole bunch of days leading up to the race, and the one thing I've never experienced, and I had to work last night, so I don't think I could have, but is the spaghetti dinner. Like, how many people show up for that?
I think we have like 350 people packed in there.
Where do they do it?
It's at the Elks here in Manchester on Bristol Street. It's kind of a rowdy affair. Everyone's having a great time. People have been there for years and years, just like everything we do. There's so much tradition there. It's the greatest thing about it is to get the elites all there. All the elites have to be there, so we get them to speak.
Oh,
something.
They're like required.
They're required, yeah, because that's what they used to get their bibs there, but they're required to be there. They give signatures to anybody in town. The little kids go up to the elites and, you know, get their signatures, and they're wide-eyed. It's just so much fun. And then Patty got up, and she gave a little talk to last night, and she's dynamic.
Yeah, I had to, and she spoke at the luncheon as well, and Patty Catalano Dillon
is
and she, I didn't really, you know, I think of Joan Benoit as like sort of the godmother of American marathoners or what have you, but I mean, Patty's career was unbelievable.
She started running when initially running for women started. She had five world records. There's not many people that have five world records.
She's like, I think, the first American woman to go under 230.
Under 230, yeah. And you talk to her, you listen to her presentation, and you start saying, oh, well, and then you say, she ran 230? It's like, she's an amazing runner. Yeah.
So it's really cool. She'll be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour. She's the honorary Manchester Road Race chairperson and on the race day. And you speaking of the elite runners at the spaghetti dinner, we have a situation where on the female side, Wayne Kalati has won four straight. But you say maybe she might have a challenge today.
Yeah, some of the...
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The agents say there is what I don't know her name, but that could challenge her. But Winnie has been so dominant. The first time she came on a press truck, I saw a yellow number, which is a female number, going up Highland Park Hill. I said, I've never seen that before. And she was right behind one of the men runners. And it was like, wow, what's that? And it's like, yeah, she took 18th last year overall. And it's just amazing. She's very,
is
very...
How great is she outside of here? Like, I don't know much about her
she
career.
Olympics, she took 8th in the 10,000 meters. Yeah, so she's up there with the world. And I've been told that she might be going next year to the marathon, you know, moving up to the distance.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it takes a while for you to put enough miles on your body before you can sustain.
Were you a marathoner?
I've done two.
I want to try one. I want to do Boston, but I don't think I don't know if I can because I don't like running enough to train for it. But like it's I don't know how they run that fast for that long. It seems physically impossible.
It is. I mean, I can't even run 100 yards as fast as they can run.
Right. It's they sprint for 26 miles.
Yeah. But but they're young.
I don't think I could do it even when I was young, Tris. But just quickly on the men's side, what are the expectations? You do have. The last two winners are here.
Right.
I don't know if they are the favorites. Obviously, Andrew Colley won it last year. And is it Beetlescombe? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
It's got to be a British guy. It feels like a British name.
Well, he came out of Michigan. He went to Michigan
State. Oh, he did?
Yeah, went to Michigan State and Big Ten champ and all that. And he got married. He got proposed here 2 years ago.
After
the race, he proposed, and he brought his bride last night.
Oh, that's
there.
Right. I remember that. Yeah.
So that's a real great thing.
Are they the two favorites on the men's side? Or
I'm not sure if they're the favorites, but they've got the two fastest times. And there's a third. Those top three times are here this year. So it's going to be a great run down Main Street.
It's just crazy that they'll be done well, I'm at the halfway point. It's just kind of depressing. But
Safety man will tell you it's all done, so just relax.
Oh yeah, the safety man will be there. Yeah. I'm looking for Larry Bird. I ran behind Larry Bird 2 years ago. I couldn't find him last year in the rain. But, Tris, we love being here. I mean, I think you guys know that by now, that it's just one of the things we just absolutely –
Well, we love having you.
Yeah, it's really a special day. And it's a great way to spend the first part of your Thanksgiving. You can run, and then you can just eat and drink whatever you want as long as you're safe and I hope everything goes great.
Good. Thank you. Thank you, Tris, for all your help.
All right, Tris Carter, again, the president of the Manchester Road Race. He's been involved here for more than 40 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.